Chapter 6. We heard the front door open and close. We heard Mrs. Hardesty step into the front hall. She coughed, muttered something to herself. I could hear every sound. It was as if I suddenly had super hearing.
If she catches us, we're dead meat,
Daisy whispered. Dwayne swallowed. Think we'll be suspended from school?
She'll probably put us in front of a firing squad,
Daisy said. Bad attitude, I said. We'll get out of this. I always try to look on the bright side, even when I'm doomed. I gazed around the attic. No back door, no escape route. If we started down the stairs now, she'd see us. Could we climb out a window and lower ourselves to the ground? No, the windows were too small. I waved the others behind the long couch. We crouched down on our hands and knees. Where was the cat? I poked my head out and searched. No sign of it. Was it already heading down the stairs? That could be trouble. I pressed my side against the back of the couch and listened. I couldn't hear Mrs. Hardesty. The only sound I heard was my own heavy breathing. Then I heard water running, probably from the kitchen sink. It stopped. I could hear Mrs. Hardesty humming to herself. Then I heard footsteps growing louder.
She's coming upstairs, Daisy whispered. Probably to her bedroom, to change out of her school clothes.
Dwayne snickered. Do teachers have school clothes?
Shh! Daisy gave Dwayne a shove. Want her to hear you? She whispered.
More footsteps. Mrs. Hardesty coughed again. The sound floated up the attic stairs. She was too close. Too close to us now. One sound, and she'd know someone was up there. I held my breath. All three of us froze. That's when the cat decided to meow. A long, shrill cry. I gasped and shut my eyes. Doomed. Doomed. I opened my eyes and saw the cat sitting beside me. Shh, I whispered. Do cats understand what shh means? I wrapped both arms around the cat and pulled it close to my chest. I held it there, praying it wouldn't make another sound. Another long howl. I gritted my teeth. Dwayne shut his eyes and crouched with his hands raised in a praying position. Daisy stared straight ahead, and we heard footsteps. The attic stairs creaked. The footsteps were coming closer. We were caught. Mrs. Hardesty was climbing the attic stairs.